Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Finance Diaries. My name is Stephanie and I'm here to teach you everything there's to know about personal finance. The stuff that you didn't learn in school, that your friends and family don't tend to talk about, and that is quite frankly treated like it's a secret. You could even say a secret diary. I'm here to unlock and open up that secret diary for you, and that is why I'm welcoming you to another episode of the Finance Diaries podcast. I want to talk today about something that I bring up quite often and I realize that I haven't fully explained. Maybe you've gone off on your own and looked into it, but I have talked quite often about something called the FIRE movement or financial independence. So FIRE actually means financial independence, retire early. It's not like a fire. I mean, there could be a fire under you to motivate you, but the idea is that it is about retiring early. Somewhere in your 30s or 40s. I mean, maybe if you're really amazing, somehow earlier than that. But usually it's that, at the, around that age. And the entire principle of it is that essentially you're aggressively saving. And sometimes people are very, very high earners. Sometimes they're not that high earners. It doesn't matter. Like, you don't need to be making X amount per year. The principle is that you should be saving between 50 and 75% of your income and be putting that away. And I know that number is kind of shocking because people are like, how on earth could you possibly do that? And then the entire principle behind it is that you are very, very aggressively saving. So pretty much probably not very much going out to restaurants or dining out or ordering things, shopping, being quite frugal. So it doesn't mean being cheap. It means like buying things that you know are going to last, that are good quality or whatever, finding sales, all these different things that you can do. Living in definitely not the nicest place necessarily, maybe having roommates or doing things. There's insane stories of what people have done to do this. Of course, also another potential thing that you can do rather than cutting down your expenses to the absolute bare minimum is doing things to increase your salary. So I've talked a lot about side hustles. If you remember in May, we spent an entire month talking about how to develop side hustles, how to find things that you're passionate about so that you can increase the amount of money that you're saving. So on a personal note, what I do with my side hustles, or my side hustles are what pay my expenses so that I can put away literally every single cent of my paycheck into my savings account to work towards my FIRE number. So now that I explained what you need to do, which may sound crazy, which is either, I mean, one of two ways or a hybrid of the both. So you can either reduce your expenses, increase your income, or do both and get to your FIRE number sooner. So what is your FIRE number? Your FIRE number, this is like the magic calculation. And this number gets disputed. So this is not financial advice. This is just explaining what the FIRE movement is. The FIRE number is, if you were to take your expenses, like what you would expect to spend per year when you're retired. Let's say I want to have a very lush lifestyle and I want to pay myself $100,000 a year. Okay, well, I would need to have 25 times that number. So whether it's $100,000 a year, I think I'm going to spend, whether you think it's going to be $50,000, whatever it is, that is the amount of money that you would need to have in order to be able to retire early. So let's say my expenses that I plan to have are $100,000 a year. I need 25 times that. So I need $2.5 million to my name to be able to retire. So that's a huge number, right? And that is something that's called fat FIRE. So if this can break up different ways, but that means that I want a pretty cushy lifestyle when I'm going to be retired. And generally speaking, the person that is reaching numbers that are that high, like 100, 120,000, this is a person that probably wasn't necessarily living the most frugal lifestyle. So there's a little bit of terminology I'm going to explain here. So lean FIRE means that, what I was explaining before about reducing your expenses to the absolute rock bottom, that would be lean FIRE. And generally speaking, these people are going to continue to live this very lean lifestyle when they are retired. So let's say they're only spending $25,000 a year. Well, they would continue to only spend $25,000 a year, and then 25 times that would be their FIRE number. But then there's also fat FIRE, which is the $100,000 a year or more, or whatever amount you want it to be. And then that would be that you're definitely saving more than the average person would be doing. Maybe you're saving 50%+ of your income, but at the same time, you recognize that you're not going to be giving up absolutely everything on your journey to get there. Like, you're not going to be the person who's dumpster diving. Nothing against dumpster diving. I'm just saying that this is more for the fat buyer number, is that the person is traditionally not necessarily going to be the person who's cutting every single corner they can. That might be the person who's getting extra side hustles and putting money aside. I think I would consider myself more of a fat fire person. I think I would go with that. Maybe you're somewhere in the middle. So then there's another terminology with fire. It's called barista fire. So I know a lot of people say, well, what would I even do when I'm retired? I'm going to be pretty bored. Why would I want to retire early? And so this is one that's quite popular, actually, especially in the US. So FIRE movement is really popular amongst millennials. And one of the big things with millennials is, everyone really in the US, is about healthcare. So what barista FIRE is that essentially you'd have enough money to retire, or maybe just not quite enough even, and you would quit your, well, you'd retire from your career and you would do some small job, something that passes the time, keeps you busy, keeps you social. Barista is the name of it, because a lot of time people like to go be bartenders or work in coffee shops in different locations in the world. And then from that, you often are able to get some benefits such as health coverage. So this is where that term comes in. And then at the same time, it negates the possibility of you being bored. It's very social. You get to meet people all the time and you're still working something, but that it's not stressful. You know, my sister and I, we always talk about the fact that the ideal job is a job that you don't have to bring home at the end of the day the stress that you have from work. You don't need to go home and worry about an assignment that you didn't do correctly, or that you need to do that something that's due some big deadline. Just a job that has, not to not be ambitious, but just a job that you know that you have peace of mind, because that's what retirement's supposed to be about. So that would be barista FIRE. Now, I said earlier that the 25 times is contested, because obviously there are years, like terrible years in the market, where you might not be able to withdraw the amount of money that you would have wanted, and for you might not have made the returns that you wanted, and then that way your amount might not last you as long as you might have wanted. So that's why the 25 times is just a number you should base yourself loosely on and really plan out your finances very well. And one of the things that I hear a lot about FIRE is, what's the point? Like, why would you do this? What if it doesn't work? And one of the answers that I've heard so often on social media is, well, in the worst case scenario, it doesn't work and I just need to go back to a job and be like the rest of you. And I guess that sounds a bit salty, but I get it. Like, what's the worst case scenario isn't that I'm homeless. Like, I would still be able to just get a job and to continue working and making money. So I think that that's a really important factor to remember, is that when you're, what is it? Like, if you're aiming for the moon and you fall, like, you still fall amongst the stars. Like, it's still, you're still better off in the situation than when you started. So that is the FIRE movement. If you want to apply it directly and have this number that motivates you, that gets you up every day, that you're like, I need to get this, I don't know, 2.5 million or whatever amount, and then you would be comfortable with that, then that's a way to continue to motivate yourself. Again, use FIRE very loosely, calculate your expenses and work things out very well, so that you, like, let's say, for example, you're counting the value of your house towards your FIRE number. Well, that would be pretty dangerous, because first of all, it's not liquid, and then you also never know where the market's going to go. So the idea behind it is that that's pretty much the money that you'd have, like, in your investment account is the number. So don't forget about that part of it, that it needs to be relatively liquid. And then work towards it. Let that number, put it up somewhere to motivate you. I mean, you don't have to retire the day that you reach that number. Maybe you'll decide that you want to go on beyond that, you want to keep working. Maybe you feel like you're too young Maybe you feel like you're just starting your career off and you love your job and that you don't want to do it. You don't have to, but it is like a super motivating thing to just have that number in front of you every single day so that you remember every time you're putting something into your investing account, or that you're not going shopping and you're doing something. Maybe you're choosing the slightly cheaper apartment to rent and you're able to put extra money aside. Then that's all different things that will help you work towards your financial independence. So have a great rest of your day. Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Finance Diaries. Do not forget to subscribe and like and leave me comments, because I absolutely love to read those. Have a great rest of your day.